listener production.
Good morning, it's Ibanez Taylor here with your local news. Bonsai has confirmed it will reduce its offering in Mount Isa to one service per week from next month. A spokesperson says the decision was made due to market demand, adding that from May 1st, they're adjusting current capacity out of the Gold Coast. Impacted customers will be moved to alternative flights or offered a credit. A full refund will be given if those options aren't suitable. Queensland researchers have found a potential game changer, a new drug that might help prevent allergies from developing in children. Associate Professor Savine Navarro from the QMIR Berghofer Medical Institute says their research delved into the theory that children benefit from increased exposure to germs and parasites.
I would almost not qualify it as an actual drug because it's almost occurring naturally. We're very excited about this finding, and we think that it really could change the landscape and especially the prevalence of allergy in Australia.
The Queensland Police Service Youth Crime Task Force is here to stay, with the state government announcing additional funding this week, as well as making the task force permanent. They're also investing more than $13 million to support and expand the youth co-responder teams, which currently operate in 13 regions, including Mount Isa. Meantime, the state's new top cop has committed to fixing our state's domestic violence problem, and DV Connect says this is a necessity, but so too is confronting sexual violence. Long-term Officer Steve Golchevsky has been appointed the state's new police commissioner, and during his speech on Monday, he emphasised the imperative for increased efforts against DV. DV's Connect Michelle Royce says 2% of sexual violence survivors choose not to report to police.
A change in leadership just doesn't naturally mean that cultural change will occur. There is a lot of work that needs to be done here, and it does need to be in consultation with the whole ecosystem of those people who are involved in keeping victims, survivors safe.